Lucinda lifted her eyes from her work to greet Jenny. There you are. I wondered what happened to you two. We took a little hike. Jenny hurried past, up the stairs, and put the quilt back into the trunk, laid the shawl onto it, then rushed back down. Nellie cried looking for you. The child sucked a thumb as she stood beside her mother. Mary wondered too. I should have taken the girls with us. I'm sorry. We walked by the creek. This fox came by. Have I told you about that? She lifted her apron from the kitchen hook, dropped it over her head, then wrapped the strings around her still tender middle. Tender from the birth and death of her baby. Lucinda wiped her forehead of the dampness worked up while she kneaded the bread dough before her. A second pang of guilt rose up. Jenny shouldn't have been off playing with her son while Lucinda worked so hard. But they all labored. Charles and Joseph Sloan had worked to build the two-story clapboard house they lived in. Though it had three bedrooms, it was nonetheless crowded with the Sloans, Picketts, and new boarders. The three single men shared one room, and the two sisters and their families found scant privacy in the other two bedrooms. At times it felt like they were still on the wagon train that brought them from Illinois to Oregon, exposing them to new people finding their places in a moving menagerie of hope, elbowed by discomfort. Jenny was only 10 when she traveled the Oregon Trail with the missionary train, but she remembered the strangeness of so many new people and the habit her parents had of inviting others to their fires. Her sister collected strays, too, and more than once Jenny wondered if she wasn't one of them, arriving at Lucinda's hearth when she was 15, perhaps having worn her own parents out. The boarders left each morning, securing work as bricklayers, fashioning harnesses, or helping widows plant their beans and peas. They brought home happy stories from their labor. Joseph and Charles brought their work home, too, but their talk didn't contribute to an enlightened atmosphere.